It is Radio Day here at 93.1 and AM 1600 The Wave. And joining us at this time, we have Marcy and Dawn, who are with Whistler's Vintage Mall in Wautoma. Ladies.
Good morning.
Come in a little bit closer.
Good morning.
There you go.
Good morning.
All right. So they told me they had a dry drive here, so that's a good thing to hear.
We did.
Now, Tony was in there earlier, told me that they got a little snow in their area, down by the Marquezan area, so anyway.
Not by us.
Yeah. So tell us about the Vintage Mall and what it is that you have to offer. If you're looking for old or new?
We have a little bit of everything in there.
Okay.
Old, new, and usually if we don't have it, we can go and find it for you.
Yeah, we got warehouses full.
Is it like is it like a passion with you or
with her? Yes,
especially when you come across something and you realize that the person doesn't know what the true value of it is.
We do a lot of research, and yeah. A lot of times we don't know the value of items.
That's why Google's our friend.
Yes, Google is our friend.
Yes.
And Google can be your friend. And a lot of times we'll tell people that.
Yeah.
Well, it can give you an idea, right?
Yes.
So, but you're looking more for like, is it any kind of item? Furniture, coins, anything?
We don't deal with coins. We usually refer them to others for coins.
All right. Okay, so you do estate cleanouts.
We do.
Tell us about that.
That's how we ended up with warehouses full. We have three warehouses full of items. We just go in and we'll make a bid, and hopefully it's accepted. And then we go in and we do complete clean out. And a lot of times we get the entire house cleaned out and ready, and the owner just goes, they're able to put it on the market.
Yeah. We did a huge clean out. When was that, 2 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. I mean, we worked really hard.
It was, three stories full of stuff? And we had it out in the weekend.
Yes.
All right. So you also do layaways?
We do. We're one of the few places that does offer layaway. We usually do it for 30 days. The more expensive items, larger items, you can do it longer. Just have to talk to us. And we pretty much work with anybody.
Yeah, we're super nice.
Do you do, like, consignments then, or?
We rent out the booth space.
Booth?
Yep.
All right.
So we do have several vendors.
Okay. Well, now you've got something new. You are purchasing a business in Wild Rose.
We are.
Tell us about that.
We are purchasing the antique mall in Wild Rose, and we're purchasing all the inventory that they have in there. They've been closed for about 4 years, so we're excited to bring life back into it. We're hoping that's going to happen soon. We're waiting on the attorneys. So we're hoping in like the next month or so.
I'd say at least by May 1st we'll be there.
Yes.
So are you actually reopening that location in Wild Rose?
We are, yes.
Okay. So does that mean... What does that mean for the two of you? Are you going to split time between there or what?
We will have two locations open for a while, and we're not exactly sure how everything is going to work out yet.
And that would go into our big sale.
Yes. That's going to take us into our huge inventory reduction sale, where we need to empty out three warehouses, and that's going to be Memorial Weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be huge.
So you just do a sale. You don't have an auctioneer coming.
No,
right?
Nope. Not an auctioneer.
Make a pile and give us an offer. Yeah,
exactly.
The mystery box.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh, that's an idea.
And what is it? Sunday the... Is that the 28th?
Let's see.
May? 28th.
Oh, I don't have me.
Well, anyways.
Anyways. We were prepared for that one.
Yes, May 28th is a Sunday.
Okay. The Bug will be there.
And the Wave.
And the Wave.
Okay.
On location.
And we're going to have food.
What kind of food are you going to have?
I think we're
delicious, gonna... right?
That's yes. How the way you amazing. Answer it, so.
Okay. It'll be edible because I won't be cooking it.
And Ernie, one of our honorary employees, he might be cooking it.
Right.
Yes. He's a Weber master.
Yes. He's our Weber dude. For years, we knew him as the Weber dude.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That and Dick Jetski or
yes,
whatever.
Yes. Right.
So how did you guys get into this business?
That's a good question.
She hired me.
So I guess the question goes to you then. And the question for you, Marcy, would be, how did you get into this business?
I think I just like stuff. And
oh,
I,
she loves it.
Yeah. And I just, you get tired of looking at the same stuff. So then, you know, how do you get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you sell it and I just buy more stuff than...
She just keeps buying stuff.
Yes.
All right. We're going to regather here. Actually, we need to take a break. And we'll be back with more of our conversation with Marcy and Dawn of Whistler's Vintage Mall in Wautoma coming up in just a little bit. As a matter of fact, Chris's Floral and Gifts is coming up next. We have Radio Day going on here at the Radio Ranch, 93.1 and AM 1600 The Wave. And joining us here in the studio, we have Marcy and Dawn from Whistler's Vintage Mall. Now, Marcy, earlier you said something that kind of made my ears perk up, something from my childhood days. You said that Hot Wheels are hot.
They are.
Tell us about that.
You know, we have some serious collectors that come in. We have over, I want to say like 10,000 Hot Wheels.
At least, yeah.
At least.
And they're not all out on the floor. We have just thousands in the back, too.
Yes, we have two booths
yep.
that are completely dedicated to Hot Wheels.
And we just put some new stuff out.
We just restocked them. Yep. So they're completely restocked. We have some serious collectors that come in. We have... One gentleman that comes in with a big, huge binder, it hangs around his neck, and he flips through it. He's got pens, he marks, and he's a serious collector. He knows which ones he has, which ones he needs. He goes, he looks through all the Hot Wheels. So, yeah, and they come from, you know, Michigan, even, you know, Illinois.
Yeah.
So Hot Wheels are hot.
I didn't know that there were collectors out there
oh, yeah.
for that.
Oh, yes.
I know that guys that are really into cars sometimes will look for a vintage car that they already have in the Hot Wheels, you know?
Yep, they do. They absolutely
so
do.
If they have any Camaros, those are going off the market in 2024. So,
really?
Yep.
That I didn't know.
Oh, now she's going to go shopping.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay!
So, what have you seen in your travels while you're going through estates and, you know, you're just doing your regular stuff that really has piqued your interest? What are some of the things that you like?
I really enjoy, like, colored glass. But I also enjoy...
Rusty tools.
Rusty tools.
Hubcaps.
Oh, yeah, for some reason, yeah. Old hubcaps.
It's really strange.
We have thousands. I don't know what it is.
Millions.
It seems that way when you're looking at them. Rusty tools, old tools. I also like things that I don't know what they are.
Oh.
We'll find things in our travels. We have no idea what the tool is or what it was used for. And a lot of times we'll set it on the counter. And it's really neat because the old timers will come in. And they'll identify it for us.
Well,
and
that,
they'll let us know what it, you know, what it was used for.
That's good.
Yes.
Then you can, you know, because I'm sure you get questions. And
we do.
You can't Google it at all, right?
Right. And, you know, once the old timers are gone, that information is gone. So, you know, we can only guess what that tool might have been used for.
Well, we'll have all the information when we're old timers.
Yes, we're getting there. Old-timers.
Well, now you told me that you'll watch shows like American Pickers.
Yes.
When you see that show and they're sitting there and they're trying to strike up a bargain with somebody, do you kind of reach the point where you get a little frustrated sometimes, like, well, I would have gone a different way or something along those lines?
Yeah, sometimes.
I think they pay too much money for stuff.
Do you?
Yeah. But think about it. They're on TV. They have the money, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But I still think a lot of times they pay too much for things.
Right.
But I think sometimes they, you know, if they steal things sometimes.
You know? Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about a couple of different eras, and maybe you can tell us whether or not you got stuff from this era in your shop. The 40s, World War II.
I'm sure there is.
Absolutely.
Wait, we got the military booth.
We do. We just set
you
up
have a military booth?
We do.
Okay.
We have a military booth set up strictly for military.
Okay, so you're talking like memorabilia from World War II.
Yes.
Baskets that the helicopters use.
Yes, those are unique.
Doctor tables and the desks.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really cool.
What was that called? The field desk.
Yeah, the field desk.
And it all folds up. It's got the two little. Yes.
It's really neat.
It's practical. Well, you had to do everything out there in the field. So,
absolutely.
You know.
And the helicopter rescue basket, the military. Yes.
Wow.
You're going to have to come check that out.
The 50s.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What do we have,
though? I don't know.
Probably half the store.
Yeah.
Okay. The 60s.
Definitely music.
Oh, yeah, we have lots of records.
Tons. We got vinyl.
Lots of music?
Tons.
Really?
We got vinyl. Yes. That's popular.
Is it in pretty good shape?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Really?
Most of it looks like it's never been played. Why is that?
I don't know.
Because it's good stuff.
There are certain albums that are worth a lot of money if they're in pretty good shape now. So.
I know, and you know, we don't have time to go through all those.
No.
Yeah. I just pick them up at auction or whatever, sometimes estate sales, and we just put them back there. And most of them are, what, $3?
Yep. A bunch of 45s, too.
Yeah.
For a while, a lot of things that were popular from the 70s were popular.
Mid-century modern, right?
We have lots of 70s music.
Yeah. Do you?
Yes. And mid-century modern, that brings me to the colored glass and stuff.
We have lots of that.
The vases. And
see, there are things from when I was growing up that I remember that my folks had, like coffee pots where you actually had to put the grounds in.
We have those.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes. There are some folks that say that's still the best way to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are people, you know, a lot of people at the cabins and stuff.
Yeah, when the campers come.
Oh, sure.
They want all that stuff. So they just put it right over the fire.
So we have a lot of that stuff, too, just because we have so many lakes.
Those little
popcorn makers that you put over the open
fire. We did have those.
Yes. We have so much stuff.
Do you have a website?
No.
You don't have a website?
No.
But you have a Facebook page?
We do.
Okay.
That we do.
So that would be one way to find out what's going on then.
Yes.
And we have to do more on
there. Yes, we do.
We've just been really busy.
And we do need somebody to do a website for us. So if there's anybody out there that's listening that might be interested in helping us develop a website, they can give us a call or stop into the shop. There you go.
All right. Now you're going to have to throw your phone number out there in case somebody's listening and they can help you out. Do you have it? No?
Don't you have a business card with you?
920-787-9571.
I hope that's it.
I hope that's it.
Now, usually that would be listed in your contact information for Facebook, so maybe it's listed there.
Yes. If not, it's on, if you do a internet search for Whistler's Vintage Mall in Wautoma, you will find it on there.
Do you have folks come in that are kind of looking for stuff that reminds them of their childhood,
all
for
the
example?
Time. Yes. Yeah. We have people that come in.
Because people
just to
find
look.
Comfort in that, you know?
Yeah, they do.
It's like, okay, it doesn't work anymore, but you know what? I remember that. And,
they always say it's like a stroll down memory lane.
Yeah, I can give you an example. Do you ever watch the show Two and a Half Men?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I was watching an episode of that one time, and my folks, for one of my birthdays, gave me an 8-track player. It was shaped like a dynamite plunger. And the handle, you would hit the handle and it would change the channel. So I'm watching Two and a Half Men one day and there's one of those sitting on their shelf, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, whoever their set designer was specifically probably went through a shop like yours to pick that up just so that they could put it on the shelf in the show.
Right.
Yep.
You know?
Neat.
So it would be worth a lot more if it could still play the 8-tracks, if anybody's got any out there. But
we actually sell some of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
8-tracks, yeah.
To go along with the records, right?
Yeah.
And you know what we're going to look for now, don't you?
Right? 8-track player.
I think it was made by Panasonic. I don't know if they make, anything like that anymore. But I thought it was kind of interesting that somebody actually picked that out so they could put it on the show in the background.
Right.
So
we see things from that 70s show.
Yes.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
I've
seen things on there.
Platform shoes.
Yeah. Right.
When guys were wearing platform shoes too.
A lot of the pictures and like glassware.
Yep.
And
the glassware.
Yeah. Dishes and whatever.
That's great. So relive your memories. Pick up some comfort items, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good luck on the store from Wild Rose.
Thank you.
And good luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you. So, thanks for having us.
Appreciate your
time. It was fun.
All right. That is Marcy and Don from Whistler's Vintage Mall in Wautoma. We appreciate them joining us this morning.